Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, today is fantastic. We have the Midweek Motivator here with us. Oh, I tell you, I am so excited. I know he's been traveling all over the world with his powerful training, his inspiration, but he stopped by here on Wednesday, as he does every Wednesday for the past several months, to share with you information to inspire you, to encourage you, to motivate you to keep on keeping on. Good morning to you, each and every one of you. Good morning, Mr. Versi Walker. How are you today?
Doing good, doing good. Good morning to you as well, Ms. Coastal Lisa. How are you?
Well, I am overly excited, I tell you. It's been a whirlwind.
Wow. Well, tell us about it. Let me know.
I will. I'm going to have to. Oh, my God. We will definitely have to talk. It's been super amazing. First of all, November the 13th, Saturday at Rutgers University at the Engelhard Hall, the Bove Auditorium, which is located at 190 University Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. So easy to get to. I mean, this event is sponsored by the Small Business Development Center, co-sponsored by them, and Ms. Adele and her association, Adele J. Foster, who's been on with us in the morning, just serving and helping and just lending a hand. Thank God for people like her. She's been coming on. We've had just some powerful, powerful talks and discussions about the great things. And you know, you're going to be there. You're going to be there, right, Mr. Walker?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of upset, and I was just going to interject and say, last week on the call, I let everybody know that I'm out here in a tent in front of Rutgers waiting for this event. Nobody bought hot chocolate. Nobody bought, you know, cupcakes, donuts, food. I'm just sitting here. I'm waiting. So we're going to make this event happen. So it's going to be all good. So I'm there for you. I am there for you. So no problem. No problem.
The man is out there. It's been cold in the morning.
It's very cold.
Get some coffee his way. Get a blanket for the dude. He's outside waiting. And, I mean, you see, vision. You got to have a vision. You got to be a visionary. Well, good morning to Ms. Kiva, doing big and great things down there in Nashville. So big. Good morning to Ms. Adele Foster, who is also here. Good morning to all of the people that have decided to tune in this morning to absolutely change your life. Are you ready for a life-changing event? Well, right here every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m., we are seeing lives change. You know, Ms. Hope Harper in Cincinnati, Ohio, who's been listening to this show, who started out listening to this show because she wanted to go to the next level in being an entrepreneur. She heard about the show. She heard how we give out tips, strategies, and tools on how to be a success in life. And she said, well, I think this will help me. She began to tune into the show. She began listening several months ago. And the growth in her business, thanks, Mr. Versi Walker, for all of your advice on sales and partnering and dealing with people, Ms. Fran Briggs, who's come on and taught us how to partner and all kinds of things, how to get sponsorships. People have come on and talked about networking, Mr. Jay Early. We've had Mr. Paul Carazzi, so many people. I tell you, it's been amazing. And now she is even launching a website. She's never had a website. She's got a website coming out. And I know I have to get back to her because the knowledge that we have about websites, I told her, don't spend a dime till you talk to me because I have people like Miss Adele Foster, people like Mr. Versi Walker, I have Kiva, I have Missy Lane, so many people who know a ton of developers who, and I don't want her to get ripped off. It's just like when you take your car. You don't know much about cars. They can pretty much sell you anything. And doing this. So I wanted her to, yes, but I'm so happy to see that, you know, she went on her own, got these people. She has a dry cleaning, full-service dry cleaners, getting a website. She already opened up a second store and getting ready to open it. She's already put, you know, got the building. Look at the expansion and the growth. You know, Miss Kiva is down there in Nashville expanding and growing her operation, and she actually is going to have Got Motivation Then Speak Tour hosted in Nashville. We can't wait. And don't worry, Kiva, we're going to help you. Then we have Miss Gloria in California doing it big out there in California. She's also preparing for a big motivational empowerment event. I'm telling you, this is the place to be. The Coach Lalisa Show. I know next week I'm going to have to add more phone lines because that's what it's going to take. Yes, area code 864. You have a comment or a question? 864 area code. You have your hand up. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, sometimes people have their phone. They hit one by accident, or sometimes they have their mute on and they're talking, but guess what? We can't hear them. So welcome to those who are going to come back and listen to the chat room. Miss Gloria, we love you out there in California, and we can't wait to get there. And then we have our friends in Atlanta, Georgia. We got Tina right here in New Jersey. We have Miss Deborah here in New Jersey and many others right here in our beautiful, beautiful city. We have Miss Alice. We have Mr. Lloyd Terrell, who listens in, who called into the show yesterday, and so many other people. Well, that's what's been going on, Mr. Walker. Everything, all roads now leading on November the 13th, Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock. But if I was you, I would come early. I would come early. It's not reserved seating, but if you've paid, you will get in. But we will be taking, you can pay at the door, but I'm advising people, come early because this is going to be, I mean, I've never seen this much motivation. See, that's one thing. When you get people that are hungry, we are hungry to take the nation, Mr. Walker. That's what, Mr. Walker, when you get a bunch of hungry people together, you know, it reminds me of those four leopards. They were like, why should we sit here till we die? Let's go and take the camp of our enemies. When you are hungry, nothing will turn you away. There, you know, and again, one of my favorite sayings now is, I'll climb the mountain of 1,000 no's to get to one yes.
Amen.
People,
amen.
We have people now launching businesses that we didn't even think we would shift. We weren't even thinking that big, as one lady said. I didn't even think that big. We are launching big businesses. And you know what? We're going to get help. Now that the Republicans have taken office, and you know they love to give money. Yes, you heard it from me. I said it. You can tell it. Yes, but guess what? Listen, now that I'm a business owner, trust me, I'm loving these the people that give money to the business owners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving the group that will fund us. Hello, and we
hello.
Have a woman who's going to be. No, I'm saying hello as in hello.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Hello. Listen, y'all, get in position. Get those businesses. Keep your job. Nobody's telling you to quit your job. Keep your day job, your night job, or midnight, whatever time it is. But get you a business established so that in the next 5 years, that business will be booming. Also, I have a lady coming on. She knows all about how to structure your portfolios to get some loans from these banks. I'm telling you, you're going to be able to get the loans. Stop worrying about what you don't have and what can't be and begin to operate in what you have, which is your dream and your vision. And if you don't have it, you need to make your way to one of our conferences, seminars, tours, and we'll make sure you get it. All right, Mr. Walker, Wednesday, you're going to motivate us. What do you have for us today? Inspiration and motivation.
There you go. Well, good morning again, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. As usual, I'm very happy and humbled and satisfied to be here in your midst, to be able to speak to you and the listeners as well, to share the inspiration and motivation that has encouraged me that I'm finding not only from what I'm doing but for what others are doing around me. And I watch very diligently to see God's nature as it moves through the universe, as it moves through each and every human being and every animal, and how they respond to this time of the year, this season, to one another. So I'm always grateful and thankful to be here, and thanking the listeners for tuning in and giving us this hour and listening to us and commanding more out of us so that we keep taking it to the next level. Just like, you know, when you said, the lady said about the business, we didn't think that big. When I opened up my first business, I didn't think that I would have 7 locations between New York, Oregon State, and Washington State. I hadn't thought that big. And so we got to start thinking in billions as opposed to just millions. See, we don't remember and don't realize that we had millionaires, black millionaires, in the early 1900s, right at the turn of the century. So we're still stuck in an old mind frame. We're still enamored or in awe when we hear that a boxer received a certain amount of money, or a football player, or an executive. But we got to take it to the next level. We got to look at billions. We got to talk quantitatively, but we also got to remember to maintain quality at the same time. Before I get started, I definitely wanted to, because I had 2 topics independent of one another. I'm still struggling on which one I want to deliver. So maybe as I go a little further in, it'll just come to me on which one I should expound on. But today I want to start off and just talk about, again, an update and let me know everybody where I'm at and what I'm doing and when I'll be close to you. Last night, Coach, I had an excellent and wonderful time being interviewed with our good friend Jay Early on his Millionaire Talk Show. Excellent opportunity. It actually got cut short. It was supposed to be an hour and a half, but it was only an hour. But it was so much information shared in that time frame, no one could complain. But I do look forward to being on the show again. Also, today at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be interviewed by Barbara Joy. She's the shift guru. She actually believes in the process of shifting your mind and yourself into positive thinking. And this interview is actually being done for a podcast in December. So I'll keep everyone posted when the podcast will be available. Also, on November 17th at 12 o'clock, I'll be interviewed by Michael Cross of the Sales Sense Solution Radio Show. And then on 2 days before Thanksgiving, so that's going to be November 23rd from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For all of our families there in Detroit and the surrounding areas, I will be in the Detroit airport doing another book signing. And the following day, which is Wednesday, November 24th, one day before Thanksgiving, I'm going to be back at home in Chicago doing a fundraiser book signing whereby a portion of my proceeds will go to benefit the youth, because I'm better understanding now that I have to be a giver in this universe. I've been a receiver. I really haven't been a taker, but I'm going to be a giver. I'm going to help people and stand in the gap like others had did for me. And I know right now education is a hot button. It is a hot topic because we're not receiving the quality education that our kids need to compete in tomorrow's future. And without that, we don't have the self-esteem. We don't have the belief that we can achieve greater. When you can't read, when you can't do mathematical equations, when you can't put together your checkbook, it makes you shrink inside. You may stand as tall as a tower, but you will feel inside as small as a molehill. So I want to help these students, these children, these people to get to a better place, to have the capability to do greater things. And this is where my dilemma comes for today's topic, is the responsibility and accountability of ourselves, for ourselves, and with others. I'm not sure how many took the opportunity this weekend to see the movie Four Color Girls. Did you, Coach?
No, I did not see the movie, but I've had a lot of discussion about the movie because of a niece of mine who we went to dinner, and she saw the movie, and so I made her tell me about it because she didn't want to. She says, oh, you may go see it. I says, don't worry, rush to go. Believe me, you, because I'm not a big movie goer. I don't do this, not something I do, but I wanted to know about the movie because of something that I'm working on, and I can't talk about it right now, but it's huge. But yes, so I know about the movie, and I told the lady who told me about the movie and the scenarios, I said, well, I've lived 90% of what they, okay, so anyway, there you go.
No, no problem, and I asked that because I don't want to ruin it for some of our listeners, and I don't want to ruin it for you, so again, I can hold back. I don't have to give all of the contents of the movie that would, you know, expound or express my topic today. But the movie is a social woe. It is a bullet hole in our community that we're trying to put a Band-Aid on. And these problems that are erupting socially are derivatives of the situations in that movie on various scales and on various levels. And we can't keep ignoring the elephant in the room, because the sins of the father has now come to rooster on the children, on the society, and on the community. So on both of the topics today, they both are aligned again with accountability and responsibility, but also have a further topic that actually underscores or outlines the same thing. For me, it does. It's actually the secrets that are hidden in plain sight, or hidden secrets in plain view. And when I say, again, it's a bullet hole on, you know, and we're trying to put a Band-Aid on our community and on our society, we're not fixing the wound. I know several years back, Bill Cosby took a lashing from the African-American community when he put our business in the street, so to say, about our children and about our trifling behavior and our inability to want to achieve more and be on a higher scale and really utilize the King's English. Everyone got angry with him. But he said it quite emphatically and quite plainly that, wait a minute, America sees our problems every day at 2:30 when your kids get off the bus. It ain't no secret. He says these videos are giving the wrong impression. But again, a great portion of the society and our communities are following suit with what they see on these television and these videos. So these things are secrets, so we think, hidden in plain sight. I remember growing up years ago where it was against the rules of the house, of the land, to ever put our business in the street. But even then, it was still in plain sight. I remember people coming and say, you know what, is your mom home? I got a package for her. I knew what that meant. That meant that they borrowed some money from my mother, now they got to pay it back. But we wanted to put a different spin on the word as opposed to say, you know what, give this to your mom and tell her thank you. But we thought we were hiding something. We had these secrets, but they're hidden in plain sight. Now, first I want to go and just kind of elaborate on and say something. It's very important, especially at this point in time and from the weekend that I had leading up to today. I want to first start by saying that I am so thankful for the God that I serve and for the fact that he provides me with all of my needs, with the resources right here in the universe, with friends such as you, with the kind of neighbors I have, with the family members and the colleagues and the acquaintances that I'm meeting on a daily basis. I am overjoyed, and again, I am so thankful. I've been mentioning to you, Coach, as well as the listeners, my journey here lately for like the last 6 months, the different steps, the different turns, the different twists, the things that are coming available to me and how my world and my dreams are finally coming to fruition. I've talked about the people that I've encountered along the way. I've also mentioned the fact that not too long ago, that I was here in my home, sitting in my office, and wondering, am I doing the right thing? You know, am I going the right way? Did I make the right decision? I'm not young like I used to be, and this game is changing, and I want the prosperity and the success and the rewards of my labor. But I had to question myself whether or not the dreams of mine would ever take flight. Now imagine that, Mr. Inspiration, Mr. Motivation, questioning and second-guessing himself as to whether or not he's on the right track. Yeah, understand, people, even I have a moment of weakness, or at a time I may be uncertain as to what my future will hold. This is only human nature. However, I strongly believe in the powers of the universe and the promise that was made to me by God, the promise that he will provide, and that all that I want and need is already here waiting and available for me, and that it's my birthright to take these things. I told the listeners several weeks back how I met this comedian by the name of Talent. He's a radio host as well as a comedian. He's been on everything from probably Dancing with the Stars to Def Comedy Jam. And I met him in D.C. at a book signing. We spoke later on, and I mentioned this to the callers, and I emailed him and thanked him for purchasing my book and speaking with me, and subsequently told him that I want to go to a show that he's giving right here just 6 miles from my home on this past weekend, November 6th. Told him it was my 11th-year wedding anniversary. He then emailed me back and said, you know what, let me comp you those tickets for you and your wife as a gift from me. I'm like, great. Thank you. This is wonderful. So I then went and called and made arrangements for dinner and a limo ride for that same night. Now, I didn't know from the time in which we had corresponded with this gentleman, you know, come through. And, you know, after setting up this event, my wife, for the first time in our relationship, for the first time in our married relationship, she didn't have to plan for our anniversary. It was all on me. And I felt good about that. But let me let you know, this gentleman did exactly as he said he would do. He provided us a night out. He allowed me and my wife to have a great time. And needless to say, we had a wonderful evening. A limo ride, dinner, and comedy. What else could, you know, could be better? Well, while there, the show's going great. The ending of the show comes, Coach, and he calls up the comedians and he reintroduces them to everybody and he thanks everybody for coming out. Then he looks in the audience and he said, "Is Versi in the audience? Please stand up." So I stand up and he goes and he takes 2 minutes to break down how this relationship got established, what I'm doing personally and professionally, asks the audience not only to support me, but others who are doing the very same things that we're doing to better ourselves and better our community. I was floored. I was honored that he would take the time, that he remembered our initial conversation almost 2 months ago in a five-minute discussion right there at the table when I was doing the book signing. And he brought that back up when he talked to the audience and mentioned me. Needless to say, my wife was proud. Her chest was sticking out just as far as mine. It was a great weekend. See, when you stay the course, when you let those little things come in to make you question yourself, but then you immediately dismiss them because you know that the word impossible in your world means I'm possible. You continue on with the plan even though you didn't set the plan, even though you didn't lay it out. It's much like a barbecue, coach. When you have a barbecue, you plan the barbecue, you plan everything down to the napkins, but you cannot anticipate and plan the weather. That's Mother Nature. And so I used to be foolish enough to believe that if it rained on my day, the day I chose, then I'm canceling the whole day. I'm not having the barbecue because it shouldn't have rained. No, a true believer and understander of the universe would say, you know what, we got to have a plan B. We're going to pull this part into the basement. We're going to bring this into the house. We're anticipating that there may be a change in altitude. We don't wait till the plane starts to descend, you know, because lack of engine power to say, you know what, did we pack life jackets? Did we pack parachutes? No, we're prepared in advance. So this night came about well over a year ago. And so I want people to understand what I'm saying about this. When I was obedient and wrote this book, these series of events already started to go into play. My book tour came from a trip that I decided just 2 days before going back in February to a semi-informal high school reunion. They've had numerous high school reunions, and every time they've had one, I have been unable to attend. So this time I took the moment and opportunity to go back to Chicago for this book signing. This was in February. Now, after the book signing, this flight I took had a layover. And if you know anything about me, I do not enjoy layovers. I prefer not to. This time it was either Philadelphia that would have brought me home too late in the evening or D.C. that would have brought me in an appropriate time. I chose D.C., after deboarding the plane with book in hand, one of the United Airline workers saw this book and felt compelled, coach, or better yet, she felt it was her responsibility to mention to me and to make sure that I gave my information to the manager of the bookstore there in the airport. Now get this, my ability to have dinner and the limo ride came about because of my wife and I, who went to a fundraiser back in April. We went to this fundraiser, and we won the top prize of the night, and that was a free limo ride and dinner for two. Had no idea of when and where we could use this, but we had it nestled in our top drawer, and it was available. So my wife and I enjoyed a night to remember. Free. We've seen so much of the city and enjoyed ourselves so much. See, even in our uncertain financial state that we're currently in, personally and professionally, we have stayed the course and remained humbled and obedient. And we each truly believe that we can change our existence by simply changing our perspective. My wife and I have done so many amazing things in just this last 9 months, and I shared most of them with each of you. But we've done them with limited resources, so much so more than we did when we were making a lot of money in the past 5 years. And so when I say that this whole series of events took place over a year ago, because of the first D.C. trip, it enabled me to build a relationship with the book company to then thereby, roughly 6 months later, have my books in their stores and then begin to do the D.C. book signing. And in fact, the D.C. book signing was supposed to happen 2 weeks prior, but I had another commitment that I could not reschedule. So when I did go, to have met this gentleman, to have built a relationship, to have now not completed but continued these courses, these series of events that I had no idea or inclination that would happen a year and a half ago when I first started this journey. I keep telling people I had never intended to be an author. I didn't know what was going to bring me my next level of success. I didn't know what was going to bring me closer to my desires, to my dreams, to my destination. To now be surrounded with more people like you, like Adele, like Kiva, like Miss Gloria, like my neighbors, my friends, like Mr. Talent, who are doing more of the giving because they're receiving in abundance and they want everyone else to be healthy, happy, and prosperous. So now, Coach, what I want to do is ask the audience, because I think everything has to deal with affirmation. And I want you guys to write this down about the impossible, because I think that's what's preventing so many of us from living our fullest dreams, so many of us who are scared to go ahead and push that button that says pay now for this event on November 13th. It's the impossible. It's, you know what, me being scarred, me being the person who was victimized at 10, or the person who he left when I was 30, or the person who she no longer loves me and left me with the kids, I can't go there and get what they're talking about. They don't have what I need. I'm broken. That's not true, people. That is not true at all. Today is your chance. The 13th would be your opportunity. Just listening. That right there, you calling in, you dialing in, you going to the archives, says so much more about your character, but it also is an example of your destiny, because if you keep fighting what you're fighting, you won't get the results that you're trying to invite. If so, if people can just take the word impossible and go ahead and put that asterisk in between the I and the M and then slide the P over slightly, I'm possible. Anything that you believe in, you can achieve. Anything that you want, you desire, and you wish for, the universe will provide it. I keep telling you, the things that I'm discussing with you guys on this show, I am not trying to tell you, look at what Mr. Walker is doing. Look at how great or grandstanding. That is not who I am. That is not my character, nor is it my demeanor. I would rather be behind the scenes as everyone else walks forward in celebration of their glory. But what I'm letting you know is that with the faith and the belief and the desire, you can have all that you want. The only limitation is a limitation on your mind. When they did the Emancipation Proclamation, it was really to free the slaves. But the powers that be realized that in freeing the slaves, there could be some consequence. There could be some problems. But there was one gentleman, and I don't recall the name, who said, we have no problems. Because the mere fear of repercussion, the mere fear of going back to what they just experienced or had been experienced will keep these people in line. So we won't have the visible chains and shackles on their feet and on their hands, but we could still enslave their minds. That's powerful, people. That's powerful. See, back in the days, Grandma used to tell you to go get a switch whenever she wanted to whoop you, when you got out of line, when she felt that she had to put you back in check. And you obediently, diligently went and got that switch. Then when you became of age as a man or woman, Mama no longer whooped you. You went away to school and came back. But instinctively, you did something wrong in the house on this weekend, and Mom said, wait a minute. I'm mad at you, and she yelled at you. I've heard people walk out the door and go to the tree to get the switch. And Mama looked like, well, what are you doing? Well, I did something wrong. Still, grown men and women feeling the repercussions of their childhood or a structure that they had been conditioned to for so long that even when it was no longer present, the presence was still felt. And so I said this was this young lady's responsibility, who saw me with my book, to then tell me to go and discuss my book with this bookstore manager. It felt like it was talent's responsibility to go ahead and allow me and my wife to have a great, grand, and wonderful time, and then also his responsibility to call me out in the middle of the audience so that people could acknowledge and see who I was, because I live in this community. It was the first time, again, that I felt more honored than any other time in my life. Because, again, these are people who don't know me from a can of paint, but they're doing God's will. Because, again, a little over a year and a half ago, I was obedient and sat down and wrote this book. So now it's my responsibility, and I have an accountability to go out there and not only push this book further to the next level, but then to go back, sit back, and lay hands on others, to allow others to know, to let them physically, visibly feel me, so that they can realize this guy's not untouchable. He's not an anomaly. He's not somebody far off. He's right here. He's one of us. And if he can do it, we can do it. And I could be on the other end, and I'll be gladly the one to help receive their degree, the one to help cut the ribbon in front of their new establishment, the one to sit down next to them at the attorney's office when they're negotiating that 3-year multi-million dollar contract. But again, they then will have a responsibility, and they have to be accountable for their actions. We need no more Lil Wayne's and T.I.'s and anybody else preaching on one end and doing wrong on the other. We don't need these guys going to prison to come out and say, you know what, I'm still the best. We don't need that infraction on our name and on our life and that star continuously on our community, because, once again, they're no longer being enslaved by the shackles. I asked early, did you see the movie of Four Color Girls? Because I, too, took the liberty and the opportunity to see this movie. One, I wanted to support Tyler Perry and his endeavors. Two, I felt I owed it to myself to see what was being demonstrated on the big screen. An excellent movie. It brought numerous points home. It goes back to, again, my earlier statement about secrets hidden in plain sight. It also goes back to and speaks to the accountability of ourselves and of others, and the responsibility to ourselves and others. In this movie, these ladies were going through some traumatizing issues and situations. Some of them felt they brought it on themselves, and others realized it was then brought on to them. It showed up on their doorstep, and they didn't ask for it, but they were still nonetheless in the situation. And Coach, as you know, I've told people numerous times, I was raised in a household full of women. So the stuff that was going on made my core shiver. I became uncomfortable as a man because I have daughters, I have a wife, I have cousins, I have a long lineage of females that have been in my life and part of my life, and I have never and will never victimize a woman or anybody else in the manner which some of those were portrayed in that movie. But the movie had to be made. The message had to be sent. Some of my brethren are feeling that it's a male-bashing movie. Some of the women may feel, oh, it showed us in a weak light. We were naive, or we're not that smart, and we are smarter. You know what? People, get real with yourself. Because these things are going on in the 21st century that should never have gone on in the 19th century. We have to stop this madness of thinking that nobody knows our business. Again, in the businesses, in the street, we're seeing what's going on. People just don't speak anymore. And that's where the accountability comes in. That's where the responsibility comes in. If you see someone kicking someone down a flight of stairs, you have a responsibility to step in. You have a responsibility to get the authorities to assist in this manner. We can no longer sit by idly and watch our community and our people and our women and our children and our men be disrespected and degraded in such a fashion. And men, we got to stop doing what we're doing. We're blatantly lying, playing games that are detrimental and harmful to others. And women, you have to stop that too. And stop thinking that you can go in and fix everything and everybody. Because some people just don't want to be saved. Some people don't want to be changed. Sometimes you just got to change you and let other people see the change in you. And hopefully they will, what you call, emulate that same behavior. But the things that happen in that movie is a derivative of some of the hurt, the early on fondling, touching, disrespect, lies, and victimizing of people. The bad part about that movie is that no one seemed to save anyone. No one felt a level of responsibility to save anyone. No one took the time to save that boy who jumped off the bridge with his classmates victimized him by taping his sexual behavior. No one saved that woman who constantly puts that needle in her arm and they see her every day. No one saved that little boy or that little girl who was once bubbling with joy, who now are shrinking inside, and you can see that there is a visible difference in that child, in their demeanor, in their attitude. No one steps up to save them. There is accountability to do so. But we're afraid of the repercussions, afraid of what may be said, afraid of looking foolish when the person won't comply. When you saw them being victimized, brutalized, and mistreated, and then when you stand for them, they deny that these things have happened. We have to stop doing this, people. See, years ago, Coach, I used to watch Montel Williams as a young adult. And I stopped watching him for a period of time because he had to show where every day he was bashing men. He would emphatically and strongly and passionately tell women, if you don't have that man paying child support, you should. And if he's not paying child support, he needs to go to jail. I thought that was a harsh statement. I thought that was unnecessary. And I'm like, man, you know, we're in this together, you know. We're one of the same. We're all men. You know, why don't you say that? You know, and me personally, some of the lies and some of the games have been playing. There's some men paying for child support, Coach, and it ain't even their child. I think that's unfair. I think it's unfounded. And then one day reality hit me. I'm like, do you not understand what this man is doing for you? You are a product of what he's talking about. Do you not know that your mother had to work two jobs? Second, third shift? Do you not know that her medical condition could have been onset because of the places and things that she had to do and places she had to work and around the chemicals? What are you saying? Are you foolish? This is, again, Coach, where there's no longer chains on the physical, but you're in bondage mentally. Because my father didn't pay child support. My father didn't meet up to his responsibilities. So my mother had to work additional hours. I had to stay home at times that I needed to have a parent or an adult there. But I had to stay there by myself because she couldn't afford a babysitter. But much like these other men, I want to hide behind the truth. And I want to say, oh, you male bashing. Here we go, a man and villain again. No, if it's the truth, wear it. I believe in calling a spade a spade. And so this movie, as I told you, brought a lot of emotions. Because much of the things that happen on that screen, I'm thinking about on a daily basis to protect my kids against. We had our children under the wrong path for too many years looking for the boogeyman. The boogeyman never showed up, and oftentimes the boogeyman lived in their own house. It was their friends and neighbors that we sent them to. It was the pastor. It was the church. It was the deli down the street.
That's right.
Wanted to be...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry,
that's
folks.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, that's right. That's right. Yes, go ahead.
And it's unfortunate because so many people and women, they were protecting their girls. But they were giving their boys to predators.
But you're right. And that's been the thing for so long. I've even heard people say, we raise our daughters and we, you know, but the sons, you know, we kind of just let them kind of do their own thing. But here's the point.
What?
But now here's a point. I mean, while you're talking about that movie for a second,
mm-hmm.
can I just interject for a minute? Mr. Walker?
I'm with you. Go right ahead. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be real quick, I tell you. We got a few more minutes. I just got to throw this. Here's the thing. Because here's the thing. If we, okay, yes, and I know about the young man who jumped off the bridge because it happened right here in New Jersey and not that far from here, and I know about a couple of other scenarios, and I know about people that have been raped, molested, and other, you know, other things. And when we talk about the movie, it's not like you're telling anything because, like you said, everything in there is something that's already been seen or dealt with in our own lives or our own families. Every single thing that I know that was, that took place, there was nothing new. But the Bible says
right.
there's nothing new under the sun. But here's the thing I want to let people know. Don't get it twisted. There is someone who saves to the utmost. Yes, he will. He will come into the, listen, when I know people that will come on the show and will testify while the there's a lady who could come on, and she was on Sunday, on our Sunday show, while the, what do you call those people, while the serial killer had a
right.
knife or whatever he had at her and was ready to kill her, the serial killer, she was on our show Sunday to talk about how he said, I cannot do it.
Mm.
Then Dr. Juanita Bynum, some of you know her, she has a sister with a very similar, Kathy Bynum, testimony that Dr. Bynum used to give a while back, where the sister was also a crack addict or heroin, one of them. And I'm not putting out her business. She told everybody. And how Dr. Juanita Bynum would be at conferences praying and telling the story about how she would go from crack house to crack house to crack house on every corner in Chicago looking for this sister. And that how one day a serial killer had her, took a barbed wire, wrapped it around her neck and said, I'm supposed to be choking you to death, but I cannot do it.
Mm.
And she ended up in the hospital with her throat split, where the doctor said she will never use her voice again. Well, I have a CD of Dr. Bynum's sister telling her very, very powerful testimony. So while, I mean, I don't know the scenario with the guy who jumped off the bridge and all that, and what God did for him, but I do know there is someone who can save us out of all of our mess. To the utmost. Okay, that's all I wanted to share. Because you know what? I'm not letting that. I wouldn't care how much the enemy wanted to come at us with whatever he wanted to come with. Guess what? We have an answer, and we have a Savior. Some of y'all know my testimony, ex-prostitute. He saved and delivered me and came to me when I was still in my mess. I didn't get cleaned up and come to him because it don't work that way. But anyway, that's probably for another show. But back to you, Mr. Walker. But you're right. The movie, I hear, it will be an eye-opener, I think, particularly for people who didn't know they could be saved out of their mess. And so that's why they're still going back to their pits of vomit, basically, is what we do. And I think the movie probably could do a part two. But don't worry. We got you covered. Go ahead.
No problem. And I thank you. And I love your passion, and I agree with your statements. You know, a lot of these social woes that we're going through and these problems that we're going through and paying money for psychologists, psychiatrists, going to the church and everything, praying with our neighbors and hoping for something better, but we're not doing what it takes. Because as we know, faith without actions is dead. And most of the answers to today's problems are right there in the good book. If we would just read it, we would know. If we would just lay hands on it, for some reason, you can lay a hand on a Bible and just open it, a page will fold to what your problem is for the day and would help heal you. So we have the healing power within inside of us. We can do what we want to do if we pray within the right manner. We pray to the right person instead of looking for outside assistance. But sometimes we do need that outside help to let us know. See, sometimes people need to see the Christ in you to say, you would hold my hand and you know I have AIDS. You would feed my children and you don't even have adequate food for yourself. you would invite me in to sleep on your floor because you wanted me from out of the cold. You don't know me, but you would do this. And then why? Because of, you know, God, because of Christ who I serve. People will then say, if that person is willing to do for you what you're doing to me, then I need to know him. Can you introduce me? Can you reintroduce me to this God that you serve? But there goes again the responsibility and accountability to speak up, speak out, and stand for something, to reach out and help someone else, to lay hands, to communicate, to commune with others, to let them know that, you know what, there is a way out. You're staying here, there's no benefit for you. You walk in this corner at night, there's nothing for who you are. It does not help you spiritually, and it will corrupt you physically, and it's already tainted you mentally. People have to save one another. They have to save ourselves first. I think the young lady's name is Elise, who played in Set It Off, and she also plays in this movie. She says it best when she says, when you're going down in a plane, put your oxygen mask on first, then help others. See, again, we're broken pieces trying to build a foundation on top of unstable, unfertile ground. And then we want to venture out and help others. The Bible says, I'll go and prepare a place for you and then return. I don't want to be taken into darkness and uncertainty. I do that on my own. However, if we're going together or doing something together, one should maybe venture out and see. The other should hold down the fort and say, at least, you know, where we're at, we do have some shelter, but we don't have water. So the other is going out to see if they can have shelter and water. But we're broken pieces trying to be whole. And I think we all need to put our oxygen mask on first before we could begin to save others. We don't understand it. We don't have self-respect, self-esteem. How can we truly have respect and esteem for others? As I said a couple weeks back, human beings will disappoint you. It's their nature. The father that we love, the mother that we love, will one day see that they too are vulnerable. And that may skew our view of life because we put so much weight on our stars, so much weight on our celebrities, and we don't put that same weight on us because if they are triumphant, we too can be triumphant. Do it in our own vein. Stay in our own lane. But again, we have to stop. Go ahead. I was just going to say we have to stop hiding these so-called secrets that are hidden in plain view. We have to understand our responsibility as human beings, as adults, to one another and to ourselves, and we have to have this accountability and culpability because if we don't, these things that we're witnessing in Precious, Four Colored Girls, Daddy's Little Girls, CSI, IB, whatever's on TV, they're in our neighborhoods. The place that I had dinner at, Coach, is just 6 miles away from Poverty Lane. But where I sat for dinner that night, you would have never believed it. We were the only African-Americans in the place. Everybody's walking around, they're cavalier, they're hugging each other up and down the block. It's in a college town, a college community. But just 6 blocks away, it's Skid Row. Just 6 blocks away, they're selling drugs. How can you be this close to dismay or this close to prosperity and never once to meet? How does this happen? When hot and cold meet, there is some reaction. It becomes warm. But this is still the great divide, not only socially, not only race divide, but the economic divide. The haves will always have, and they'll always look down on the have-nots.
But guess who we have been charged with being? The gap closer. We close it.
Amen.
That's what we are. We're change agents and we're gap closers and we're impact makers. Mm-hmm. We're change agents, we're gap closers, and we're impact makers. That's
I love
who we
it.
Are.
I love it.
That's who we are. That's what we do. You know, like you said, praise is what I do. Well, gap closing and change agents and impact makers. We make an impact. We make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look for a difference. We don't look for a difference. We don't look for a solution. Every time you show up, Mr. Walker, to a school, to a group, to a bookstore, to an audience, whether it's one or a million and one, you're making a difference. You're making an impact. Our knuckles have to become red, you're right, with knocking on the doors of these schools. And I dare say, like you know, like you brought out, right now, this is our season. Every self-help, self-development, if you ever thought you was one, if you ever thought what you were, this is your season. You know, like when the people who have been left out of the job market because of all the innovations with computers, all the old-time COBOL programmers and what have you, Pascal programming, but they were in hot pursuit and demand toward the end of the last century because everybody thought the computers were going to crash and nobody understood the codes but them, and they were resurrecting them out of every hole they could find them. Well, that's what's happening right now. Now is a clarion call to every personal development, motivational speaker. Why do you think now almost every preacher now is considering themselves a life coach? I'll never forget when I first start preaching, I actually said it several times. Wow, God, are you sure I'm a preacher? I can't sing. God, are you sure? Because like every preacher could sing. And they would start their sermons off with an awesome song. Everyone. It never failed. And I was like, but I always remember my daddy who couldn't sing that well and who was a phenomenal preacher. And I kept saying, but God, I know you called me. I know you did. So, but because I went on and operated in the dough, I didn't know, you know, I didn't have what it seemed like everyone had. But now I have the chief skill that every preacher now wants to be, a life coach and a motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Look at
mm-hmm.
look at God. Every last one of them.
Amen. Amen.
It seems like that's the requirement. That's the new skill set. Well, that's
right.
Why we're inviting everyone to Rutgers University, because we're going to help them, because some of them, they, you know, like me. See, when I knew I couldn't really sing, though, so I didn't really try. Okay? And I went and had one singing lesson from my husband, who is a singer. He gave me a lesson, and I was able to sing at a place where I did preach, and it went over well. Welcome to the show, everyone. And you've been listening to the Coach Lalisa Show, and you've been listening to Mr. Thirsty L. Walker, the Wednesday midweek motivator. He is inspired, is talking about that, being accountable, being responsible. He talked about the various things to get connected for your success and how connections will come. If you need to go back and listen to the archives, please do. If you just tuned in for, you know, you couldn't get on, and for those of you who, that's your normal mode of listening, it's the archives. You're in for a treat. You might want to go back and listen again. He gave us a word that we were to write down, and he's just done a lot of things here today. Please keep up to where he's going to be. He's going to be in the city near you. I can guarantee you, I met him face-to-face. We met on Facebook, but we met face-to-face. Awesome, powerful, humble, blessing. Will talk to anybody. He's not just talking when he says talk to the person out on the street who may not have much. He will actually, I've seen him talk to people. They don't, you know, he doesn't have to know you. He wants to help. He wrote the book, Success, How I Ended Up Here. That's why he wrote the book. Go to his website, thirstylwalker.com. VersiLWalker.com or Versi Walker?
I'm Versi Walker, spelled V as in victory, E-R-S-I-E, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.com.
Go to his website, get his book. You want to get a copy of that book because this man is blowing up. And like Dr. Hunter said last night, when the man blows up, trust me, you might be able to take that book to the library and get a nice penny for it. So You know how Michael Jackson, they were selling everything dude had once he blew up, from the little kid who used to sing in my hometown, Cincinnati, every other weekend, it seemed like. As soon as he got big, I wish I had saved one of those towels he threw in the audience back there at the old Cincinnati Garden.
I hear you.
Thank you to everybody who stayed with us for the whole show. Thank you again, Mr. Walker. The next time we see you, it'll be down at Rutgers University on Saturday. I can't wait.
Saturday.
Everyone, remember those websites. Versi, that's V-E-R-S-I-E, Versi Walker. I keep getting it wrong, but it's middle initial or no?
No middle initial.
Yes. Yeah. No. It's Versi Walker.
No.
Versi Walker.
VersiWalker.com.
Go there, get his book, go back and listen to the show if you need to get it, or call me. My number is there. Also, I want to bring on Miss Adele, because we're not going to let her get off the show without saying something. I appreciate all of you who are on the phone lines. You can absolutely hear us. All the archive people can hear us. Unfortunately, we're no longer streaming, so those people in the chat room cannot hear us, but they can go back and listen to the archives. Miss Adele, good morning all the way down there in Texas. How are you? Yes, Miss Adele, you're on. Okay, maybe that's not Adele. 469,
okay.
Did you have your hand up?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
They did.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Well, first I want to say good morning to everyone as well, and I was invited to the call on yesterday, and today's my second morning. So I'm Adele Foster as well. I'm in Grand Prairie, Texas. I want to say that I was truly, 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 truly blessed this morning. Oh, my God, so blessed. And I can't wait to share this information, the book, or this blog radio station with everyone I know on Facebook and friends and family. This is such a blessing, and I enjoy myself. I am on fire, and I'm excited about this morning because of hearing Mr. Walker and just hearing the testimonies, and Mr. Walker touched so many things in my life. Oh, my God. And when he said the basement, I knew he was from up north somewhere because I'm from Chicago, too. you know, so many things. It's just, I mean, just a blessing. I mean, we receive not because we ask not. We have to search. You know, we just got to get out there because the information is there. But if you got to want the help. You receive not, you ask not. You got to look for the help and ask God which way you want me to go. And like you said, your destiny was set up for you. And you received it, and you was obedient, and you acknowledge it. So you gave God the glory and the praise, because you see he was in the midst of all of that. I was blessed. And I just want to say, continue to do what you do. You continue what you do with your talk show. We just got to make it happen, and I'm excited. Keep doing it.
And what's
love
your name
it,
again?
It,
I know I think you're Adele's sister, but what's your name?
No, I'm Adele. She's my mentor. That I'm.
Okay.
My name is Deborah Calhoun.
All right, Deborah, I know she did say someone was coming to. Welcome, welcome, and you are so, we thank you so much for your comments, and thank you for tuning in, and we certainly appreciate you and, you know, all that you are doing and how you've been touched and the things that you've got to do, and, oh, gosh, okay, go ahead, Mr. Walker.
I just want to add, sir, we'll be blessed with your presence on the 13th?
Yes.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I thank you for receiving the message today and also, you know, being the vessel that will actually help this information to go forth so that we can all prosper. Thank you so much. And so you're from Chicago as well. What part?
I'm from K-Town, Pulaski, Roosevelt, 16th
Ooh,
Street.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
I still love you. I'm from the north side and from the south side. I used to go out west in K-Town to get some good catfish and also to get my hair done. But I made sure I did that in the a.m. because it wasn't good to be out there in the dark. But, no,
you know,
thank
that's why I started laughing when you said, you know, 6 miles down the street you was in the, you know, in this kind of hood. And I was like, yeah,
right.
That's pretty much how it works.
That works.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and, you know, truly
Absolutely.
Tune in Monday through Friday because, you know, she has such a great show. And again, I'm privileged and blessed to be here on Wednesday. So we look forward to doing more of this this communing and being with one another.
Absolutely. I will share this. I have a 9 o'clock conference call, and I would definitely try to get everyone to go back to archive. So to archive, to go back, do they just call this phone number? Is that correct? How do you do that?
No. For the archives, what they could do is go to the website. The website for the show is www.blogradio.com/coachlilisa. So that's the and when you go to that page, then you will see a list of the various shows. Now you will go by the date because it doesn't. It just sometimes it'll just say Midweek Motivation or it'll just say Coach Lilisa Show. But you know the date is always there, so you know today, November the 10th, and then that'll be the show with Mr. Walker. So it's blogtalkradio.com/CoachLilisa. And if you are on Facebook, if you friend Mr. Walker or myself, we could always, or you can inbox us, you can always get it that way in case you're not able to write it down. But yes, so that's how they listen back to the show.
Hey, we got to do it. This is awesome. It's great. I mean, couldn't ask for, I love my coffee in the morning, but this is better than my coffee.
Oh, good for you. This was
awesome. I'm sorry, I'm a coffee drinker, but it was really a blessing. I mean, I think everyone needs to start off the morning with something great in their spirit. And normally I do my motivation music or go onto YouTube, listen to the word or something. But I'm so glad Adele invited me. And that's the thing, we got to invite someone. Every day we need to make our business to invite someone to this talk show. Someone needs to hear this every morning. And you know what? Your timing is the right time, and I swear my timing was the right timing this morning. You know, so I'm Mr. Walker. I can't wait. I don't have your book, but I will have your book.
There you go.
And there's a couple things I got to tag in our conference meeting that you said this morning, so I got to get it right so I won't mess it up. But it was on point. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. So get off the phone, Deborah. So I'm blessed, and I'm excited. So bye, y'all. Love y'all. Keep doing what you're doing.
Bye-bye.
Deborah, you can always come to this show with your excitement. This is a show about excitement, and we are excited to be here. We usually start off with that, so you are always welcome. Please come with your excitement. We welcome it here. This is the place for excitement, and we are excited for you, and we are excited to be connected with you, Miss Adele Foster. Actually, I know that area code. I thought it was Miss Adele, but she's been coming on also in the mornings with us, and what a blessing, and I can't wait. And again, thanks to Ralph and Alice and Miss Pat and Kiva, those Miss Hope Harper, the woman in Maryland, and thanks to Miss Elaine Haskins, who's going to be with us at our Women's Releasing Your Inner Power retreat in December down in Northeast Maryland. Thanks to each and every person, Mr. Walker, who reached out and has been coming on here, Coach K. Thanks to Mr. Paul Karazi, who happens to be traveling, but he actually lives in Japan, and he's normally here in Kiva, and so many Coach K and all the ones who stopped by, because I remember the first day of the show, it was just myself and the air, and that was fine because you have to start small. Adele will tell anybody, despise not small beginnings. So, yeah, I can rattle off 10, 15, 20 names now. But in the beginning, it was just little old me and the air. But we kept doing it. We didn't care who came on. But you can go back and listen to those shows as well because they're all in the archives. So, again, fantastic, fantastic day, everyone. Walk in power and purpose. Claim big things. If you see something small and you want something big, you gotta think big. How do we say? Think you're gonna think big, but you're gonna act locally. Think globally, but act locally. So deal with what's right in front of you, though you have that big dream and that big picture. We got people opening banks. We got people doing great things. Okay, believe me, you. All right. So everyone, have a great and powerful day. Love you all. See some of you on Saturday, and we'll talk to some of you on tomorrow. See you later, Coach Walker. I'll be giving you a call later.
Hey, bye-bye.
All righty, all righty.
you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.